Alrighty. Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Today we are chatting with Ron Wilson, who is the poetry contest chair for the Kansas Cowboy Poetry Contest happening later this evening at the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan. Ron, it's always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, Brandon. My pleasure.
So this is the 2019 contest here, and as I understand, it's a pretty big deal here. Tell us a little bit about what people will see if they come out.
Well, we're really excited. This is our ninth annual Kansas Cowboy Poetry Contest, and it's the finals of the state contest, so we'll have 15 contestants that'll be presenting humorous and serious cowboy poems at the Flint Hills Discovery Center tonight. So we'll have contestants from out of state as well as in state that have qualified by placing at the top of two regional contests that preceded this. So we'll have the best of the best cowboy poets presenting their poetry for our audience tonight at the Discovery Center.
Why is this such a loved event here, would you say?
Well, cowboy poetry is a whole lot of fun. It's not library literature, I sometimes say. It is poetry that celebrates the American West. And we have great cowboy heritage in Kansas, from the cattle trail days all the way up to our modern ranchers and stockmen, and cowboy poetry on one side. The serious poems talk about the life of a cowboy and can be quite touching. And then a lot of cowboy poetry is strictly for fun, and it finds the humor in life, and people really enjoy it.
So people come out here today, they're going to hear some great poems here from some very talented individuals here. Can you talk a little bit about some of the contestants?
We have two contestants from out of state, and the other contestants are from different locations around Kansas. And most of our cowboy poets will present both a serious and a humorous poem tonight. And then we have a really outstanding star-studded panel of celebrity judges who will be evaluating the poets, and they'll put their rankings together, and then we'll announce our winners tonight. And this is a really fun event. It's hosted at the Flint Hills Discovery Center, and admission is free. The public is invited. We'd love to have a big crowd to support our poets and enjoy their performances tonight. I might also mention that the contest is preceded by a special meet and greet event hosted by the Flint Hills Discovery Center Foundation. 5:30 p.m. at the Discovery Center, the foundation will have a reception with Mark Nooch. Mark Nooch will be one of our judges tonight. He is also a genuine war hero. The man whose story's been told in Horse Soldiers and the movie 12 Strong, about him going into Afghanistan riding horses to lead the initiative by the U.S. in the beginning of the war to liberate Afghanistan. And so Mark Nooch is also the honorary national chair of the Flint Hills Discovery Center Foundation's Next Vistas National Fundraising Campaign. So it's an opportunity for him to meet the public. People can learn about that campaign and then sit in and enjoy the Cowboy Poetry Contest.
What a great opportunity here for everybody. Again, we're speaking with Ron Wilson, who's the Poetry Contest Chair here for the Kansas Cowboy Poetry Contest. And tell us what's going to happen with the winner here tonight. What are the prize levels here available?
There are the first prize winner receives the coveted governor's buckle, both in the serious division and the humorous poem division. So we've ordered some beautiful trophy buckles like cowboys love to wear and win at the rodeos, and those will be presented to the winners tonight. We're partnering with the Symphony in the Flint Hills, which is tomorrow, Saturday, and the winners receive two tickets to the Symphony in the Flint Hills and they'll present their poems in the story circle after the symphony. First, second, and third will all receive prizes from Vanderbilt's, Roberts Cowboy Outfitters, Outpost Western Store near Manhattan. And so our top winners will receive discount cards and gift cards from those Riddles Western Wear in Abilene is another of our sponsors. And we really appreciate those sponsors. And so there's some incentive for these cowboy poets to do well. And in addition, they also, the winners, will have their entry fees paid to the National Cowboy Poetry Rodeo. That's an event that comes at the end of July in Abilene. And that's another really fun event to see cowboy poetry at its best.
Oh, fantastic. Well, and then you mentioned the celebrity judges. They'll be put, and there's some big names there. But tell us how what the criteria is for judging the contest.
We ask our judges to evaluate three factors. One is just the overall quality, the rhyme and meter, quality of the poem itself. Is it well put together? Is it well written? Is it evocative? Does it paint a picture? So quality is one factor. Secondly is theme. We're really looking for cowboy poetry. Other poetry is great. I mean, you can do a poem about butterflies, but in this case, we're really talking about a cowboy perspective on life. Is it Western? Does it reflect American history or ranch life today? And the third factor is presentation, is delivery. And that, so the judges are asked to evaluate the poet's stage presence, how they use their voice, the polish, do they connect with their audience. And so those three factors together are what we ask the judges to evaluate.
And this came together pretty well here. You got some pretty big names here for the judging.
We really appreciate our judges. This may be the most impressive collection of celebrity judges we've had, and of course they're all doing this as a volunteer like the rest of us who are involved with the contest. Senator Nancy Kassebaum Baker, former U.S. Senator, has agreed to serve as our honorary chief judge, and we really appreciate her coming over. The Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court, Lawton Nuss, as our chief judge on the panel, and as he has been for several years. But he's joined by Manhattan Mayor Mike Dodson, USDA Rural Development State Director Lynn Heinrichsen, KSNT anchorwoman Brooke Lennington from Topeka, Megan Mosier, the executive editor of the Manhattan Mercury, Mark Nooch, who I'd mentioned before, and Hall of Fame football coach Bill Snyder, whose daughter is an accomplished equestrian writer back in the day. So we really appreciate those folks being willing to help us out.
Well, that sounds great. It sounds like it's going to be a great night for a lot of people, and it's free to come out, as you mentioned, to check this out. Flint Hills Discovery Center, have they been a pretty good partner for you guys?
Flint Hills Discovery Center has been terrific. They celebrate all aspects of the Flint Hills, from ecology to, the whole prairie life and Native American Indian culture and so forth. The cowboy, the farm and ranch life in the Flint Hills is a really valuable part of Flint Hills culture and a part of Kansas culture, the rich history in our state, the history of our state. The cowboy was fundamental in a lot of ways. And in a way, a colleague, Jim Hoy, a longtime researcher and scholar and rancher, says, if there would not have been a Kansas, there would not have been a cowboy. The cowboy really came to life in the cattle drive era when the Longhorns were brought north to Kansas. So it's a rich history in the Flint Hills and in our state, and the Flint Hills Discovery Center has been terrific to host this event now for several years.
Well, no doubt about it. Definitely a rich history in Kansas. Let's do a recap one more time of the when and where and how people can attend this.
It is tonight at 7 p.m. at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. Admission is free. We'd love the public to come out and enjoy the event, and there is a meet and greet with Mark Nooch. Prior to that, starting at 5:30, all events at the Flint Hills Discovery Center.
Okay. Well, Ron, appreciate the time here this morning and hope you have a good event here tonight.
Thank you so much, and we invite the good folks in Manhattan and the area to come out and join us and have some fun.